My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. Guys, this is episode 426. And this is your host, Martin. All right, guys. So I hope you guys are having a good day. So my day was, I don't know what I did, actually. Now I've been here working on some stuff. And nothing special to actually tell you about today's... Today I got to speak to a guy that I think is really, really smart. I was looking forward to that discussion. And the guy is actually really nice. A really nice guy. And great conversation. So, you know what? It's not like business or anything related. It's just someone that I find really interesting. And it was really cool. So I learned a lot. And I think I just made, it's not like we're friends and we're buddies and stuff, but it's someone who is a lot like me, thinks like me and stuff. So it's pretty good. So anyway, it's not the subject of the podcast. So for today, I wanted to talk to you about television. All right, television. So people have different opinions. People are divided on, is television good for you? Is television bad for you? And I don't know what you think. So you'll tell me, I'll tell you, well, basically how I actually live my life and what I've learned since I made some changes in my life, right? So I stopped watching television, 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I stopped watching television. I remember I have a TV, and then I never actually turned the TV on. And since then, every time I go somewhere, you know, there might be a big flat TV or something. Just because I don't watch TV, I don't actually notice it. So I remember my ex-girlfriend in Singapore. So she had an apartment in Singapore, and she wanted me to pick up something, pick something up. And I said, but where is the, and we had been together for maybe like a year and a half or something. So I'd been there for maybe a year. I was there all the time, every 2 weeks or something. So I'm like, oh, where's the thing you want to pick up? And she's like, oh, it's next to the TV. And I pause, I'm like, what TV? So what, next to the TV? And I'm like, you have a TV? And she's like, dude, you kidding me? There's a big TV in the room. So because we didn't watch TV, like we didn't actually, we never used it. So I think she was a little bit like me. And I went back in the apartment and I realized that there was this big TV on the wall. I mean, you couldn't miss it. And I was like, dude, how did I miss the damn TV? Right, so here I do have TVs. I have two TVs, I have two living rooms. So one in each living room. But to be honest, I've never actually turned the TV on, except when there is some kids or something who come here and I have to distract them. And I'm like, oh, let me see if there's some cartoons or something. But otherwise, I had never actually watched TV. And I think I used TV upstairs to play Wii once, but that's pretty much it. Okay. So why is the reason why I stopped watching TV is it was... Generally, I mean, the main reason for me was kind of like the news. I will start with the news is the visible, like the tip of the iceberg, okay? So the thing with the news was, dude, these news are so depressing, man. Jesus Christ, it's depressing. And it's always about something bad, you know, something scandalous, you know? So anything, that, if you look at the news, then you feel like there is nothing good that's actually happening on this planet. You know, nothing. It's always, oh, some guy stabs this guy here, there was a shooting. Oh, there's some terrorists there. Some people lost money. Oh, there's some scammers and stuff. And that's all you have in the news. So it it basically kind of like changes your, like your perspective on your fellow human beings. And you just think that everybody's out to get you, you know? Start being paranoid because you heard that, well, this happened. Well, so the TV is not necessarily making it happen. So these things did happen, right? But by only showing you this, it kind of makes you like really paranoid and stuff. And that's why a lot of people are stressed, you know? And I was like, oh man, these news, they're so depressing, you know? And the deeper reason why I was doing this was that I didn't want to see the world from the kind of like, I didn't want someone to tell me how the world was and make me basically adhere to their idea of the world. So basically, oh, this is how the world is. This is how you need to think. I wanted to be able to see the world for myself and make my own judgments, you know, which I felt like with television, you know, obviously it's subjective, right? So someone has to edit and someone has to, you know, tell the story and stuff, and they have to understand the story, process it, give it to you. But I felt like someone is projecting some image of the world. Is the world actually like this, right? And when you think about it, right, if you, and it's fascinating how when you're looking at channels, like different channels. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know where you are, so I know about France. I don't know necessarily about the U.S. or anything. But, you know, you can actually see kind of like the political orientation based on the channel, right? So there are some channels you're like, oh, no, these guys are left-wing and these ones are right-wing, right? And we do have the same thing in France. And it was fascinating to see how, you know, with the same, facts, you know, something happened, but it was covered completely differently from one channel to the other, right? The culprit was always one person on the other one, and the other one was something completely different. And I was like, well, this is very, very subjective. So depending on which channel you watch, then you have this like kind of like skewed version of the world, you know? And I was like, look, I would like to be able to see the world for myself, so I see it, and then I will make my own interpretation and view the world through my own eyes, right? Instead of like blindly accepting it from TV. And I remember that, for example, in when did I stop watching television? Maybe it was before that. I don't know. But was it 2012? I don't know. There was a big crisis. So I mean, at some point, yeah, I think it was 2012. It was like, oh man, it's the economic crisis, everything is going to fall apart and blah, 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 blah. So this is what the media was basically telling everybody, oh man, everything is going to hell and everything. So me, because I wasn't watching television, I wasn't reading the papers or anything, I had absolutely no idea of what happened. But most people, well, they just felt like, oh man, it's the crisis, it's this, it's that, and it felt like, you know, if you watch the news, it felt like, you know, we will live in a bunker and people will start killing each other and all that kind of stuff. And people were really paranoid. But because I was outside the system and I had no idea that you know, all this stuff was happening, I was seeing the world as it was. And the reason why I didn't know is because nothing changed, right? So In everybody's mind, it was like, oh, apocalypse now and stuff. Oh, we're all going to die and stuff. But in actual fact, nothing really changed, right? And so me, I could see, I was like, well, what's the big panic? I don't see people running and with like machetes or machine guns and killing each other and businesses closing and all that kind of stuff. I didn't see any of this, right? So that was the main thing for me was, look, I want to be able to see the world for what it is, and actually start trusting people a little bit more, you know, because, you know, with TV, you just start to distrust people and be wary of anybody. You know, people talk to you, you think they're scammers and stuff like this. It did a lot of good for me, to be honest, in terms of happiness. It actually did a lot for me. I think I'm a lot happier. Now that I think, I know I'm a lot happier than before when I was following like the news and all that kind of stuff, like really depressing stuff. And people ask me, dude, but how do you know what's happening and stuff? And I'm like, look, if there is something major, I will hear about it from people. You know, people will tell me, oh man, you haven't heard this, you haven't heard that. So I do still get the big news and stuff, but the rest of, oh, these guys robbed a bank here and all that kind of stuff, and these people killed this person and blah, I don't hear about it, right? And it's very sad that, on television, they also choose what's important in terms of whose life is important and whose life doesn't really matter. So I was watching a documentary right now on Bill Gates, and the guy was saying, look, the news will show you what happened today, right? That's what the news does, right? Well, this is what happened today, but they don't show you what happens every day, right? When he said that, it made so much sense. I was like, yeah, the guy's right. They don't show you what happens every day. So, you know, as sad as it is, you know, you have a bomb in Paris or something like this, you know, bam, you know, people die, which is tragic. But then if like millions of people are dying every single day because of bombing and stuff, nobody cares. And it's not in the news either, you know? So it is very, like, very subjective. And I was like, you know what? My main thing was, I want to go and kind of like talk to people, you know, talk to people and see the world, just travel and see how the world is instead of like being influenced, right? So now if you listen to me right now, you might be like, oh, this guy is against TV. He thinks that TV sucks and all that kind of stuff. So you have a lot of people, and especially especially people who kind of like become an entrepreneur, you know, when you become an entrepreneur, you have all this brainwashing going on, right? You know, as much as entrepreneurs think they're smarter than the rest, they're not really, because there's a lot of brainwashing going on. And one thing that people will tell you is, oh man, TV is bad for you, it's so bad, stop it, if you watch TV, you're an idiot, and all that kind of stuff, you know? So I can hear people say that kind of stuff. I used to agree with this too, because, dude, I was brainwashed too, right? I was. And I was like, oh, these idiots are spending their time in front of TV instead of doing something and all that kind of stuff. And since then, I've actually kind of like, how can you say that? Like smoothen the angles or something? I don't know. Yeah. But I started realizing and thinking for myself, okay? Because it happens to everybody. You just adopt some other people's thoughts without actually processing it, okay? And it is the case in this industry, internet marketing. People are just following like sheep, you know? Oh, TV is bad, if you're an idiot, if you watch TV. Oh yeah, I know people. I mean, they're the nicest people, but these are the most influenceable people, like the easy to influence. And they don't actually like realize it. And then they're teaching other people how to hate. You know, oh, you should hate people who have a 9-to-5 job. Oh, you should hate people who watch TV. And then it's a lot of hate. And I'm like, sometimes I'm like, dude, slow down. Honestly, slow down. These are not bad people, right? You had a job before. Do you think you were a bad person? No, right? So just think about it a little bit more and stop hating. It's a lot of hating, man. It's crazy. So I was in that case before, you know, when I stopped, I'll say, up until a few years ago. But here's something that I've realized. I mean, TV is like anything, right? It's like anything. depends on how you use it. All right, it can be dangerous, you know, and then it's my opinion, right? So if, for example, you start, there's this distrust that you build against everybody because you saw this on television and all that kind of stuff, for me, it's dangerous, right? But if you ask someone else who has different views and you, who is in like survivalism, for example, they will tell you that, oh, no, this is the way to go. You need to protect yourself and you need to go in the bunker and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, from their perspective, it's information to help them protect themselves, and it's not dangerous, right? So, you know, it's a matter of like of opinions and perspectives. But so from, you know, from my perspective, this kind of stuff where it's actually kind of like promoting hate and distrust between people, I think it's dangerous, right? And it's, again, as I said, it's like anything. A car, right? A car can be good, can be bad. If the car helps you bring your kids to school, they get an education, and you know, take your kids to the park, you spend some time together, you go out, you know, for a weekend with the family and stuff, a car is awesome, right? But if you're completely drunk and you go partying and you're drinking and driving, then a car is not good, that good, right? But can you just say cars are not good? No, you can't, right? It's like a lot of things. It depending on how you use it. So for television, you do have some programs that are kind of like mind-numbing, I'll say, and that's my opinion. You ask some other people, they'll tell you, no, well, this is entertainment, I like it. You know, it's just a matter of opinion. Please remember this. But for me, there's some shows, I'm like, dude, like, you know, I'm not going to watch this. But there's a lot of interesting things on television as well. You can learn a lot. So right now, I was watching, so it's not television per se, but, you know, again, we're in 2020, right? 20, huh? Yeah, 2020. So the old style television where, you know, you had the television room and you're sitting on the couch and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's slowly fading away. Now people are looking at stuff on other screens. So when, you know, when people refer to television, if you ask me, Netflix is the evolution of this, you know? And well, you heard me say, oh, don't waste your time doing confinement and stuff. And you've heard a lot of people tell you, oh, if you spend your time on Netflix during confinement, you're a freaking idiot and stuff, right? Well, anyway, I have been watching Netflix right now, but what was I watching? I was watching a documentary on Bill Gates, right? To understand, well, how he thinks and stuff. So, you know, of course, this is also subjective because someone has to do the editing and stuff, right? So it's not like all the pieces of the puzzle and I have everything. It's still subjective. But this is something that I spent some time watching this. I watched 2 episodes out of 3. I'm going to wait maybe tomorrow or some other day to watch it. You know, when I finish everything I have to do for the day, I will watch this. But I learned stuff, you know. And if you use kind of like television wisely, I will define wisely, right? Because again, I told you, I've been brainwashed just like everybody. Television is bad. Television is the devil. You entrepreneurs, they know better than this. They never watch TV and all that kind of stuff. Blah, 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 blah. I've been in there for quite a while. Then I was like, yeah, well, you only, if you watch TV, just watch this. Just watch the documentaries and all that kind of stuff, which I do. I'm not forcing myself. Now, for example, if I'm in the plane, I don't watch the movies anymore. I like to watch some like documentaries over there. There's some really cool documentaries, actually, where you learn a lot, right? But, you know, my mentality shifted from, yeah, you're a whole bunch of idiots to, well, you know, you can watch it, but you can watch documentaries. And right now, you know what, I realize that, I guess, I don't know, the older you get, hopefully, the more accepting and understanding you, the acceptance and understanding you develop. So I realized that, during the confinement, I started doing stuff that I wasn't necessarily doing before. So before I was sitting here and try to create new stuff. I was like, well, let me, you know, this is what I do. This is what I like to do, right? I sit here, start new businesses and stuff, learn some stuff. But I realized that, you know what? I've added a lot more balance right now in my life. So, you know, for example, in the morning, I used to wake up, I don't know, maybe at 9 or something, but naturally, right? No alarm clocks or whatever. I'll, you know, take a shower and blah, blah, blah. And then I'll start my day. I'll start doing stuff, you know? Whereas now, if I wake up at 9, I won't be in front of the computer or sitting here before 1:30. And what I'm doing is I'm swimming, then I'm doing some exercise, and then I take some time to kind of like relax and all that kind of stuff. And it actually brings some balance, right? Because, you know, as much as I was a big proponent of, man, you know, go for it. And you know, that's one of the things that the girlfriend was telling me, oh man, you're too driven. And I didn't realize, but I think that, you know, you need sometimes a little bit of time to kind of like relax and have a little bit of balance, right? Because I remember when we met, was in Galapagos in Ecuador. You know, I was on holiday and like business was awesome. It was very simple, and then things changed. I had a lot of things to like reshaping the business because I was too dependent on one client. And the client started becoming really annoying, and I had to kind of like refocus and go back to the biz, go back to the drawing board, do everything again. So I ended up working a lot more than what I was doing at the time because I just had to restructure everything before I gave it to other people. And yeah, after that, I don't know, I kind of got used to the rhythm of, you know what, I'm seeing here, let me do something. So it, now I'm not doing any operational work or anything, right? So it's just creation. I'm watching some training. I'm learning some stuff. But you know, sometimes she was like, oh yeah, but you know, sometimes you need to learn how to relax, you know, a little bit, because there is, you know, the extremes. There are people who, you know, if you ask me, they're not doing anything in terms of like personal development stuff. And then there's, I don't know, doing too much, you know, just doing just this and stuff. So. You know, right now my rhythm has changed. I'm facing the fan, so hopefully you didn't have a wind or, I mean, the windy and stuff. So anyway, that's what got me thinking about all these television stuff, where you know, I think I've been really too harsh on kind of like TV, people who watch TV and all that kind of stuff, just because, dude, just like everybody, when you start, people will brainwash you, you know? If you're watching TV, I will suggest, you know, you can watch, I mean, there is some stuff that I watch. I'm watching like mangas, man, like the, you know, the Japanese animation and stuff. You know, there's even though actually there's in all of that, the Japanese animation creators, they're actually very good at putting like society issues and problems and some like ethics and internal conflicts that people might have and stuff. When you actually look deeply in some of these things, you're like, oh, you know what? It does make sense, you know? But I do watch some of that, you know? And on the other end, well, I'm spending a lot of time watching like really interesting documentaries like this. I watch a lot of documentaries, for example, which has nothing to do with business. I love animal documentaries. I absolutely love it. So, for example, you know, when I said that I never watched television, it wasn't actually true. The only thing I watched on television was animal documentaries. I love David Attenborough. He's the best. I love the guy. His voice is just like your granddad, you know. The cheetah. That's not a good idea. I love the guy. So that's, you know, that's the sort of things that I watch. I absolutely love it. And, you know, so I'm still learning something about how nature works and how, you know, how beautiful the planet is actually. And how, you know, we always assume that, oh man, humans are the most intelligent species and the only species that matter. Actually, if you, when you look at things, that's what we are basically trying to convince ourselves of. But you watch those documentaries, you're like, dude, I mean, it's fascinating. There is some animals have some abilities that you wouldn't even believe, or strategies, man. There's this this caterpillar, and this is the most amazing thing that I've seen in my life. It's amazing. So there's this caterpillar, and so it, horrible caterpillars, because I can't look at anything that looks like a worm or a caterpillar or something. So I couldn't watch the screen. It was horrible. But anyway, what it does is, normally a caterpillar, if it's on a, like sitting on a leaf or something, and if it falls on the floor, then, it's bad news, because on the floor you have the biggest killers on this planet, ants. They will kill you, right? They will kill you. That's what they do. So you see this caterpillar go down from a silk wire or something, and it gets on the floor. And then that caterpillar is able to produce the exact same sound as an ant larva, okay? So the ants, instead of killing it, they will carry it back to the hive. They're like, oh man, the poor larva. And then they will carry it there. And so this caterpillar will then imitate everything a larva will do. So the same sounds and the same smell and all that kind of stuff. And it will have the ants feed it, right? Listen to this, feed it for 2 years. For 2 years, the ants can't see the difference, and they will feed that caterpillar until it will just emerge as a butterfly, and it'll just fly off. And I was like, dude, this is insane. But it is insane how nature works. I am fascinating. So, so these things there, you know, it's, if you mix what you're watching, I mean, that's my opinion. Again, you can do what you want. You know, the good and the bad is very subjective. I'm just giving you my opinion on that. But if you mix stuff where, you know, it's entertainment, you can kind of like rest your brain a little bit, watch something that, you know, has nothing to do with business, something about nature, something that, you can get something out of. Sometimes you can just watch something where, I'm just resting my brain, and you mix and match it with stuff where you actually learn something, right? The danger for me, I repeat myself, that's my opinion. The danger for me will be watching, reality TV shows where you don't learn anything, and that's all you watch, and you never ever learn anything. Instead of watching, you know, adding a little bit of that documentaries or like, I don't know, something about history and stuff like that, which, you know, in the beginning, you're like, oh man, that's boring stuff. I want to see some drama, some fights, and all that kind of stuff that you have in all these, like, crazy reality TV. But, you know, I think it's, you need to mix things up, right? TV, as much as people say, oh man, TV is so dangerous, it's devil, it's this, it's that, it really, really depends on how you use it. Really depends, right? Same as a car. I wouldn't say the same thing about, I wouldn't say the same thing about guns, right? Because, we don't necessarily have this problem. We don't live in a country where people have guns and they say, oh yeah, guns are a good thing and stuff. I don't, you know, sorry if you're pro guns or something, I'm really not. So, some people will tell, yeah, a gun, it can be good to protect and can kill, but you know, I don't know. You know what I mean, right? There's some things where, it really, really depends on how you use it. And that's how I actually view television now. You know, I'm not as strict and stuff as I was before. So maybe I'm getting older and a little bit wiser. And I don't know, people usually tend to grow bitter and stuff. So I think it's, I'm going in the right direction. So, you know, I know people who say, oh no, I'll never let my kids watch television. For example, my nephews, I think they don't have a television at home. As far as I know, I haven't seen them in a while. But yeah, the kids, they never actually had television. So they had to do other stuff. And these kids, they do crazy stuff. You know, so my niece, she's in the, gee, I don't know how you say that in English, but you know, the music schools, in French, we call it conservatoire, so maybe conservatory or something, if that rings a bell. So she's that for violin, and she's like a chess master or something. I don't know, she's like a speed reader. She's so smart that she's always having fights with the teachers and stuff, because she's like a smart ass and everything. So, you know, it might have any something to do. They gave her, instead of, you know, being in front of television or a screen, they gave her some puzzles, some this, some that to do, you know. So people. So I don't know if it's related or if she, you know, just had the I don't know, the natural abilities or something like this. Who the hell knows? But I'll say, you know, if it's like well managed and balanced, then I think it could actually, you know, be a good thing, help you relax a little bit and not be, you know, all serious all the time, which is what the girlfriend is telling me. So, oh, sir, you're too serious. So, you know, I'm you know, kind of like reconsidering everything. You know, sometimes you have like really strong opinions about stuff, and I don't know, maybe the, you know, confinement gives you some time to do some introspection and stuff. You know, hopefully you guys had some things like that as well. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's what I wanted to say about TV. So you know, if you're watching TV, make sure you're watching some interesting stuff, you know, a certain percentage of the time. You know, it's okay. I mean, if you ask me, I mean, it's okay sometimes. You just watch something and I, like, for example, I love, there's a show called Takeshi's Castle, right? It's the best. I love it, right? It's this Japanese show. It's an old Japanese show where people go on obstacle course that they're designed to embarrass you, you know, so people get hit with, you know, just thinking about it, I'm laughing, you know, so I love this, you know, some people are like, oh man, this is the worst, it sucks, you know, it's for idiots, I love it, you know, and, you know, it makes me laugh, and it makes me relax, so, go for it, don't, you know, just have a good mix of things, and yeah, and try to find, like, a balance in what you do, you know, it's not good or bad. It just depends on how you use it, okay? So, yeah, so that's pretty much it, guys. Let me know what you think, of television. You know, everybody has an opinion on the subject. So, you know, just leave a comment. Let me know what your thoughts are. And I will see you in the next episode. That was your host, Martin. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode, and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day. And it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast. But you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.